For the human self, it experiences its world through the five senses. And therefore, when the idea or the awareness of the inner being is introduced, the human self is looking for some kind of input through the senses. And the inner being is a non-physical energy form. It is who you really are beyond this human identity, this human idea of how you are and who you are in the world of form. And so our guidance would be to perceive beyond the senses. What the senses show the human mind is a distorted version of reality. And so the inner being is more subtle in the way that it communicates. And this can show up in many different forms. For some, there is a sense of knowing. Some would speak of intuition or gut feel or following their heart, which may be a very different perspective from the rational thinking mind. And so, for example, if you have a situation where the human mind is saying we should do this because it makes more sense logically, and yet there is a sense of it doesn't feel quite right, it doesn't feel aligned or true for me to move in that direction, even though it would seem to make most sense, it would seem to be the obvious choice, it doesn't feel right. And it is that sense of knowing in your heart that is the inner being. And it begins as a very narrow pathway through the woods with some obstructions, and it can feel quite tricky to navigate at first. And the opportunity is to turn that pathway into a six-lane highway where you do not even have to ask the question of the inner being. You know what the inner being is guiding you towards or away from in that moment. And with practice, that comes. So we would say, practice. Take a few minutes every day. Sit down. Hold a question in your mind. Speak it out loud or write it down. And ask the ego mind to have a rest for a few minutes and see what occurs. And perhaps nothing will occur to you. And this is fine. This is often what happens. And sometimes an awareness will come during that time of sitting. Sometimes you will be doing some other unrelated activity, perhaps something fairly neutral, some household maintenance task or traveling or something where the mind is. not engaged too seriously, and an awareness will come. And that will be a response to the question that you asked. We would suggest that to get a sense of a clear yes or a clear no from the inner being, it is important to ask questions on a range of topics and to calibrate in the early days of this dialogue, the beginning of this dialogue with the non-physical self. There is a learning taking place, and for the human self to be able to trust the inner being's guidance. What you are seeking is the perspective of the inner being. And so it is inevitably the ego that is asking the question, because it is communicating using the human equipment. And so you are developing an ego that is willing to ask. And once it learns to gain a sense of the inner being's perspective, there is a choice. The ego can follow its own decision making, or it can apply the wisdom of the inner being, which is always, we would say, the better choice.